This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I would speak to him. I would have no problem speaking to him. At the same time, I would put a lot of pressure on China because economically we have tremendous power over China. People don't realize that. They are extracting vast billions of dollars out of our country. Billions. And we have tremendous power over China. China can solve that problem with one meeting or one phone call.
Well, how are they doing?
Because they have tremendous power over North Korea.
But North Korea has nukes.
I know that. And so does China, by the way.
But you talk to Kim.
I would speak to him. I have no problem with speaking to him.
You know, if you're gonna, you know, we're all in this world together, and you know, I'm for one. If you can have a conversation with him, why not? You know, let's see what we can do. I mean, you know, keeping him set aside there, but you know, the government seems to be moving. You know, has been moving for a number of years to utilize China, and that's the thing where I think that China can be a better, you know, service better by. You know, keeping the pressure on Korea, because they're the ones that can, you know, exercise any kind of pressure on them. But you know, we'll have to see how that works out. But I'm not too bothered. You know, like some of these pundits, you know, concerned that you know, supposedly that you know, Donald Trump, you know, talking to Kim Jong Un. I mean, if you remember, it wasn't that long ago where Barack Obama was saying he was willing to talk to anybody, you know, without any precondition whatsoever. And look what happened with Iran. You know, they're about to go nuclear, and we've been, you know, fed a bunch of deception. Are you surprised? And, you know, to the point that Ben Rhodes, of course, being protected, you know, is, you know, President Obama steps in and says, nope, you know, you can't investigate him. You can't talk. He's part of the inner circle. We're not going to allow you to investigate him, even though he came out and blurted out that, you know, he lied to everybody, took advantage of the journalist, and, you know, misrepresented the whole thing. I mean, it's like Jonathan Gruber and Obamacare all over again. But, you know, are you surprised? That's what this administration has been all about. And dare I say, it's been, you know, reflective of this party. And I find it to be very bothersome. And I think that, you know, politics, as usual, clearly has got to change. And we, the people, have to take control. As John Hart says, you know, we got to step up and we got to take control of, you know, what's going on with our country. After all, this is a government of, for, and by, with the people. And if we're not going to exercise that right and let the elites run amok, then, hey, here it is. And meanwhile, you've got the Democrats rather nervous, you know, about what's going to go on. I mean, there's a potential revolt brewing for this Philly convention. I don't know if you've heard the chatter. You know, local police are gearing up saying, look, we may have trouble here. I mean, you know, Bernie Sanders has such a following, and, you know, you consider the millions of voters and the passion that they have. And they already have this sense of rebellion anyway, and the sense that the status quo has, you know, kind of taken advantage of we the people and taken advantage of them. And they, you know, see what's going on here and believe, well, the fix is in. You know, the fix is in for Hillary, but Hillary's not the one, you know, to lead the 21st century America. They believe in their man, Bernie Sanders, and Bernie's taking it all the way to the end. He's not dropping out early. And, of course, this is adding to the exposure all the more of the Democrats. And, you know, you see Scott, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and she's looking more and more nervous. It's like, okay, it just seemed like, you know, part of her hairdo was straightening out. You know, the curls are straightening out and they're drooping a little bit on Debbie Wasserman Schultz because the pressure continues here. And the very mess that they talked about that was going to happen for the Republicans, it's like, well, guess what's coming to roost.
Well, Hillary paid
in their
good
own
money
stand
for that nomination.
Exactly, without a doubt. Stay with us, America. We've got more coming up. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, it is time to stop and the sound, but look what's happening to your America, ladies and gentlemen. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. Carl Gallups is with us, all-time senior pastor, best-selling author, former Florida law enforcement officer, 15-year conservative talk radio host, also founder of P.P. Simmons, the world-famous YouTube ministry and biblical apologetics channel. Carl Gallups, always good to have you with us, brother. How you doing?
Bill Martinez, I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me. It's always an honor.
Hey, buddy. Want to talk to you. You've written a couple of powerful articles here, and the first one is Why the D.C. Establishment Hate Donald Trump. You know, break that down for us. I thought you did that very eloquently in your column for WND.
Thank you. Thank you. You're very kind. Well, yeah, the illustration that I use and is that of I want people to think of it like this. Now, let me just say it. If you look at what's happening in the Middle East with Islam, you have this massive attempt to control the power structure of the Islamic world by the various factions with Islam. The two main factions, as most of your listeners know, are the Sunnis and the Shiites. Now, they have a little different doctrine, and they have some different ideology, but they're basically both card-carrying members of the Islamic religion, and they believe 98% of all of the same things. Their biggest struggle is a power struggle. The Shiites want to control the Islamic world and the Islamic caliphate through the descendants of Muhammad. The Sunnis want to control the Islamic caliphate, the Islamic world, and all of the power that goes with it through the descendants of the Mohammedan caliphate, the original caliphate, the original top men to Muhammad. So it's all about politics. Who's going to run the show? Well, so you have the two main divisions, Sunnis and Shiites. Now, bring that to the United States. Let me tell you what's happening in Washington, D.C. with the elite. And to see, people have been shocked, Bill, as you know, as they've watched unfold, they're listening to the establishment people say what you and I have been saying for years, and we've been called conspiracy theorists for saying it. But now they've said it in this campaign. They've said, look, you don't elect presidents. We select them. We determine. We will tell you who's going to be the candidate, who the Republican nominee is going to be, who the Democrat nominee. I mean, Hillary and Bernie are going through this right now with the whole superdelegate mess. Trump and Cruz went through it. So now people see that in Washington, D.C., among the establishment elite, it's like it is in the Middle East, to use that as an illustration only. The Republicans and the Democrats, their doctrine is a little different. Their ideologies are a little different, although they share much of the same belief. The establishment Republicans and Democrats are basically globalists, and they are in the process of establishing this globalist, whatever you want to call it, caliphate, empire, one world order, all the different terms you want to use, through the TPP and the Trans World Alliance and all of these different things. That's what they want. Now, what do the Republicans and Democrats do? They constantly fight each other over who's going to be in control, who's
exactly.
going to have the power, who's going to gain the wealth. And so what they do, what we've heard them say, is like the Muslims in the Middle East, the Sunnis and the Shiites, they will fight each other to the death for control unless an infidel steps into the Middle East, unless some infidel nation, some Jewish or Christian nation, looks like they're going to control it, then they will join forces and come against it. Well, in Washington, D.C., into the room steps Donald Trump. Now, I don't believe Donald Trump is the savior of America, and I don't believe he's the knight in shining armor, but he's definitely an infidel. He's more of a nationalist. He doesn't fit in with the elite. He does, like Newt Gingrich said, he doesn't belong.
Well, he wants borders.
He actually wants borders. He actually wants a strong military. He actually wants America's corporations to come home. He actually wants to do legitimate business with the nations of the world and not this globalist stomp all over America kind of business. And so Donald Trump represents to the establishment the infidel. And so the Democrats and Republicans will join forces. They will become as one. That's why you hear Republicans saying, I'll put Hillary Clinton in office. I'll vote for Hillary Clinton before I vote for Donald Trump. And out here in the heartland, we're scratching our heads saying, really? But
how do you get there?
That's what they have to do. That's who they are. And I just want America to wake up and realize Donald Trump threatens to exterminate the basement full of rats. He threatens to step in and clean house. He threatens to take away this globalist mindset in Washington and to reestablish it with a we the people nationalist mindset, and they hate his guts. And that's the short end of the story.
Well, and, you know, God forbid that we would reclaim what our founding fathers' vision was, you know, for this great country of ours. And that's really the divide right there, is the globalist versus nationalism. And everything that these globalists are doing are moving to what, for you and I, not a big surprise, and people of faith and that read the Word of God, into this, this forged one world government. And, you take the borders. I mean, you have John Kerry, you know, coming out as Secretary of State, you know, talking about, you know, borderless nations. Really? Are you kidding me? You know, you've got the Prime Minister of England, you know, putting down Trump. And here it is, you know, to your point, he's as establishment as you can get there in Britain. And look what's happening to their country, how they're being overrun, because they've foregone their borders, and he just thinks that we all should just be in this boat together.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right, and you've hit the nail on the head. I think people are beginning to wake up to it. You use the word borderless nation and one world order. Again, you and I have been screaming this for years. Some people have marginalized us and called us tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists, but now the world leaders, the elitists, the establishment, the globalists, they're saying it right in mainstream. John Kerry, when he called for a borderless nation, he did that at a commencement speech in a major university before the graduating students. He said, be prepared. As you know, Bill, he said, be prepared for a borderless America. I mean, and the students cheered him. I mean, this is where the establishment is headed. And Donald Trump, listen, Donald Trump could go in office. He could wind up being a deceiver, a liar. He could wind up being worse than Obama and Hillary. He could. I mean, we don't know. But at least right now, he's saying the right things. And listen what the elite hate him for, Bill. They hate him because he's saying, I want borders, I'll build a wall. I want the Islamists, the terrorists, the people that want to kill us, I want them out of here. I don't want to let any more refugees in until we can get a grip on who they are, until we can vet them. We have ISIS
cells. That's pretty reasonable, response for most people in America. But you know, the other reason they hate him is because he's exposing them. This is the thing about outside agents that come in like this that are different from, you know, from these elites that have had their way with this country and with we the people for a number of years. They've been able to operate kind of, you know, below the fold, you know, in the darkness and in the crooks and crannies of our bureaucracy. And now you get Donald Trump up there. He's turning tables upside down. And as you say, the rats are scrambling here as the light's coming on them right now. Our conversation with Carl Gallops will continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. Just about 15
after. Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
I'll tell you, as the song says, I think America's starting to wake up, Carl Gallitz. They're waking up and they're wiser and they're older and realizing, you know, as I've often told the kids, you know, the one thing about experience, it defines preference. And America's had a lot of experience, and if they don't understand and haven't defined a preference for themselves as to, you know, what kind of person they want leading their country, I don't know what else we need to experience, do you?
Right. No. You've said that very eloquently, and I do think America's waking up. And Bill, I don't want to sound like I'm patronizing. I mean this from my heart. One of the reasons America's waking up is because of you and your radio program and others like you, but you've got a powerful voice, and you've been shouting into the darkness for years, unashamed, unafraid, courageously, even in the face of ridicule. And you know, others have joined with you. I've been a small part in that, but you've got a big voice, and people are. They're listening to programs like yours. They're on the internet now, and social media, and media giants like Drudge and WorldNet Daily and other places are putting this stuff out for people to see, and the mainstream has had to acquiesce to a lot of it, and they've had to print the stories and they've tried to put their spin on it. But I think millions and millions of, you know, American-loving, Constitution-loving, and many of them are God-loving, Americans are beginning to see what the rest of us have been seeing for a long time. They're waking up, and they don't like what they see. And Donald Trump right now is their champion because he's saying, I see it, and I don't like it either, and I'm going to change it.
Exactly. And some of this is brutal, Carl, and it's very kind of you to say this. And you know, we've all partnered together, as you say. It's been a number of us that are so committed to the truth. You know, we're doing everything we can to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads us. Whether we're talking about global warming issues, the energy of this republic, our political trajectory, what's happening. You know, we're not ready to check out. And this is, you know, I guess the clarion call to people of faith, and that is that we need you in the war here. Yes, it's a spiritual battle. It is a battle on all fronts. It is about the very heart and soul, not only of this country, but, of the mandate that God has given us to be fruitful and multiply, to do that which is just and right, that reflects a holy God, an awesome God. And we're going to be called into account for that. And we just can't put our heads into the sand and just say, well, you know, hey, look, I'm waiting for the real one world government when Jesus returns. And somehow that's going to be okay, because that's going to be likened to that, to that one servant that was given the talent that says, well, I know that, I know, boss, that you're a hard boss. And so I just buried that talent. And God doesn't want us to bury the giftings, the resources, the talents that he's given us. And I'm afraid that some faith-minded people, some Christians, have their heads in the sand and they've buried their talents. And we need their talents out in the playing field.
Yeah. Well, the fact that many tens of millions of Christians did bury their head in the sands over the last 8 years is why we had two terms of Barack Obama, why we have gay marriage and transgender bathrooms in public schools now. And that's a fact. I mean that has been proven over and over in investigative pieces and in polls, Barna polls, Pew polls. Tens of millions of Christians said, you know what, I'm just going to go by faith. I'm just going to, you know, I'm just not going to vote. I can't. I'm going to vote my conscience and just not vote for anybody. Well, when you do that, evil is sure to sweep in, and that's exactly what happened. And as you said, you know, the talents, that's a perfect biblical illustration. Another one comes straight from the book of James. Faith without works is dead. Mm-hmm. Show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Well, what are my works? Well, my faith is ultimately, of course, in advancing the kingdom of God. My faith is in the fact that Jesus is coming. My faith is in the fact that God is sovereign. But my works, well, I'm put here to be the salt and the light. I'm put here to be a change agent. I'm put here to engage the culture, like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I mean, those guys, they were taken into captivity. Why didn't they just throw themselves on their sword and say, you know what, my conscience won't let me engage the Babylonian culture? But instead, they went to the Babylonian schools. They learned the Babylonian language. associated themselves with Babylonian magicians and sorcerers, but they didn't compromise their day-to-day faith, their prayer life, their worship of God Almighty. It got them eventually in the lion's den and in the fiery flames, but in the meantime, they engaged the culture, they didn't check out, they kept their faith, but they did their works, and they changed the mind of kings and people, and even had Nebuchadnezzar proclaiming that Yahweh was the Lord of heaven at one
exactly.
point.
You imagine that. You imagine that.
So that's my goal in life. I'm a Daniel. I'm a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'm immersed in the culture. I'm not becoming part of it, but I'm in it. I'm not of it, but I'm in it. And I'm in it to advance the kingdom of God. I'm in it to influence kings. I'm in it to influence the people. And you know, you said a moment ago, I wanted to address this, you know, that all we're doing is looking for the truth. I want your audience to hear this, because I know this is exactly how you feel, Bill. We've talked about this. And I'm going to use myself as an example. I was a cop for 10 years, a decorated Florida law enforcement officer. Spent several of those years doing my own investigations as well. So I think like an investigator, like a cop. I've been a pastor for 30 years in one church. I've been a radio host for, I don't know, 15, 20 years now. And so I deal in theories and even, yes, in conspiracy possibilities, things that are happening. And the bottom line is, and I tell my audience and I tell my congregation, all I want's the truth. If I find out I've been wrong about something, I'll tell you. I'm not a liar. I'm not a deceiver. Right. I'm not out here for tabloid journalism. I want our country back. I want a constitutional republic. I want the freedom to take the gospel to the world. And that's all we're after, isn't it, Bill?
That's exactly it. I mean, when we were kids growing up, Carl, remember Joe Friday? Just give me the facts, ma'am. Just give me the facts.
That's it. And I tell my audience and my people, look, you can trust me in that. You don't have to believe everything I say or agree with every opinion I have, but you can trust me. I am not out to deceive you. I'm not a liar. I'm not a manipulator. I'm looking for the truth. Do I make mistakes along the way? Of course I do. Do I get wrong opinions or facts along the way? Yes, that happens. But I make it right, and I keep moving forward. I am looking for the truth, and I want people to know, to the best of our ability to do so, what's really happening in the world. And I know that's your philosophy as well, and that's why God is blessing.
Exactly. It was sold out. I'm sold out for that, Carl, because I, like you, I learned, you know, again, experience defines preference. I learned the long way, you know, along the way. And I remember at that moment in time when, you know, I connected with God and I realized, you know, because I was living in a world, in a media world that was shades of gray. And God confronted me with that, and that was really hard for me. I had to admit, I don't live a black and white life, and
right. And
you're calling for black and white decisions here, and I deserve to be annihilated. Can you give me a little bit of a runway to reconcile this and do something different? And that was really tough for me, Carl. You know, that was a tough deal to, you know, first of all, admit that I had lost my way and I bought into the culture, you know, the cultural deception of it all, and thinking that, you know, God maybe grades on the curve, or maybe God's, you know, grading didn't matter all that much, that somehow it was just going to, you know, because I came out of that, you know, that hippie generation, 60s generation of love the one you're with and all that good stuff. And, man, I'll tell you, it was quite the wake up call. So since then, it's been a pursuit of the truth and pursuing it myself and promoting the truth, because, you know, we want to be around truth tellers and truth seers, because that really does advance our individual freedoms, you know, the talents that God has blessed us with, because that's when they're really exonerated, aren't they?
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. God honors truth and integrity, and that's where I want to stand. And I just want to remind your listeners, on November the 9th, that morning, either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton's going to be your president. One is a nationalist, one is the globalist, one is a constitutionalist, one is a socialist. Take your pick.
Exactly. Very well said. Carl Gallups, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Carl. Appreciate it. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the new phenup, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the new phenup because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nufina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world.
Ooh, there's a wonderful world of softness, a wonderful world of freshness. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world.
You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, and you're glad you did. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Bill Martinez Live. Now in over 200, almost 280 markets across the country, around the world, via our affiliate out of Nashville, Tennessee, on shortwave. Smartphones are so smart these days. You can even pick us up through TuneIn Radio. We're all over the place and continue to expand. And thank you so much for supporting the good cause here as we do everything we can, as we were saying with Carl Gallup, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads us. Because when it comes down to making a choice, you want to make a choice based on the facts and based on the truth as best you know how. So much of what's happening in our government today has been rather deceiving. And as Carl pointed out earlier, you've got these two dichotomies here between nationalism and globalism, and those are the bookends that are diametrically opposed within our country, and you need to be aware of what each is generating. And this is why people are nervous about Donald Trump, because he is definitely exposing what's going on here, and why, as Phyllis Schlafly had said, that America's political system has become more of an echo and less of a choice. Well, you know, as I had mentioned earlier, we have been praying and looking for a voice that would break through all the noise and the confusion, something that would bring us back together and remind us of the dream of America.
Pete Hexas is with us right now. And, of course, Pete, his background and his commitment to this country, he has fought on our behalf, represented us overseas, put his life, his resources, everything about him on the line for freedom. And he has just released a new book called In the Arena, Good Citizens, A Great Republic, How One Speech Can Reinvigorate America. Pete Hexas, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Thank
How you doing,
so much
buddy?
For having me. Grateful to
well,
be here.
Well, your book is such a perfect timed book when America is looking for that voice to break through, and maybe we need to go back into the past and look in the rearview mirror and listen to a voice from the past that will encourage us to help us find our place again and remember what America is all about.
Boy, that's exactly right. And, you know, we're so seduced today by the new, the fresh, the new idea when all the principles on which this country was built are timeless, given to us by our founders. Certain leaders in our country have reminded us of them. And the speech I use for the book is by Teddy Roosevelt, and the ethos of him is throughout the book. But Roosevelt was a student of Lincoln, and Lincoln a student of the founders. I mean, these are men and women now who understand why this country is special and exceptional. So I use a Roosevelt speech from 1910 that called Citizenship in a Republic. The quote many people will know, man in the arena, not the critic who counts. It's a powerful quote. I brought it with me to Iraq and Afghanistan. Then I read the whole speech, and I felt like, hey, if I can amplify this message for 2016 for America, I think these principles, we need to reinvigorate them in our country, tough, gritty aspects of character that are missing from our citizens today. Roosevelt made that case in 1910, and we need to keep making it today.
Well, you resurrect, you know, this speech, as you said, the citizenship in a republic, a man in arena quote, as a roadmap for addressing the massive challenges facing America today. You know, this is a cyclical experience. We go through it, and then there was one TR, Teddy Roosevelt, who stood up and was that voice that came through the clutter that kind of, you know, shook America and reinvigorated us. And, boy, we need that call again today, don't we?
We sure do, you know, and you know, as conservatives, there are reasons to be wary of the entirety of Roosevelt's career, right? He's dissented and the founder of the Progressive Party, and his bold stance gave us the disaster of the globalist Woodrow Wilson. But this book is not about Roosevelt. It's about a speech that's a clarion call to citizens. And his thesis is very simple. It's that for great republics like ours, and to his French audience, he's actually speaking to a French audience when he did the speech, is that great republics require good citizens. Average citizens must be good citizens, because we can't count on great rulers or even great citizens. Men are fallen human beings with vulnerabilities. Our founders understood that when they enshrined those principles into our Constitution. And what Roosevelt reminds us is that it's the average citizens, their willingness to work hard, earn a living, not be dependent on others or government, who have good character, have faith, who have an internal moral compass, who raise large patriotic families, who are willing to fight for the causes that matter to them. Those are the bedrock principles of citizenship, not whether you vote or whether you protest or what you do for other people. It starts with holding your own in your own community, civic organizations, churches, families. Those are the bedrock that we must remember. And so the book is meant to inspire people to get in the arena, remember why America is special, affect what they can, where they can, and always evaluate whether they're doing enough.
Hey, where can you find the book, Pete?
Hello?
Where can we find the book?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we got cut off there for a second. But the book can be found anywhere. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, sure. Wait. Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely. We can find the book can be found on Amazon, Amazon.com. There's also an audio book, which I recorded myself, so if folks aren't readers, feel free to jump on for the audio book as well. But and at Barnes & Noble bookstores where it's sold, it's pretty much everywhere. So I would appreciate anybody checking out the book. And, you know, I hope in graduation season, with a lot of things going on, I like to think it's a great thing you can give to a graduate or a son or a daughter or a grandson or a granddaughter and sort of encourage them to jump into the arena for America. Okay, well, no, I can get a little bit more into the speech itself. So the speech, you know, we're having clearly some technical difficulties now, but it what the speech reminds us of is that failure, mistakes are commonplace. They're going to happen to everybody and every time. But what the left wants, or what those who oppose America want, is for us to give up, for us to quit, for us to hang up the phone and say the interview is over, when in reality, you have to push through the difficult times. And what America has required is every generation willing to do just that. And it's also the rejection of selfishness in many ways, because it realizes and reflects in the speech, and what I try to make the case about in the book, is that American leadership requires citizens who understand that America is special and are willing to go beyond their own lives after they've affected their own lives for values that are larger than themselves. And America has always been a country of ideas and of ideals, and those ideals, in order to be perpetuated, must be defended. And so it starts with citizens here at home, but then patriots, good patriots is the phrase he uses for American involvement abroad. And we're at a moment in time where isolationism is attractive for people, and they're starting to wonder whether we should just retreat behind Fortress America. And what I make the case for, that American leadership is necessary. How we lead, of course, is something we should always critique and take seriously, but not whether we lead. It's the nature, not the eventuality. So American leadership is a big part of what Roosevelt stood for, and also a big part of the case that I make in the book as well. So, Bill.
So what originally attracted you to the speech, Pete?
The speech itself, I was attracted to the speech because from the quote. So the man in the arena quote itself is what inspired me most. And I hung it up, printed it out, hung it up above kind of my workplace, or where I slept in Iraq and Afghanistan in Guantanamo Bay. So it was the immediate quote, the man in the arena quote, that starts with, "It's not the critic who counts, the man who's actually in the arena." That motivated me. And then I just read the speech, and as I always appreciated good rhetoric, that studied it in college. Speech making is something that has always been of interest to me. So I read the entire speech, and there it was. And I felt like it made a lot of the arguments that I wanted to make myself, but had made them 100 years before from something far more profound than me. So rather than Pete write a book about what Pete thinks, it served as a great frame for making a lot of the arguments I wanted to make anyway. And frankly, pushed me in some directions that I hadn't thought about as well, which any great thinker or leader like Roosevelt will have all of us do. So that's why I include the actual speech itself in the back of the book, is so that people can engage with Roosevelt directly and draw their own conclusions, because I don't agree with everything in the speech, but the overall thrust of it is exactly what we need in America today.
Well, Pete, congratulations on the book, and thank you for coming on. In the Arena, now available at all the usual places, and it will be linked on our website as well. Pete Hexton on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Pete.
Pete, non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
We the people.
We want freedom now.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
Yeah, we're serious about it, ladies and gentlemen. We're not messing around here. Hey, by the way, if you want to be in the running for those free Risen DVDs, one of the top 10 best-selling faith-based movies out. It's going to be released on DVD and Blu-ray, but you have a chance to get it early. It's going to be released the end of the month, May 24th. Your chance to get it free from Bill Martinez Live, all you got to do is drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Say, hey, Martinez, put me in the running for it. We'll put you in the hoppa, and you could be the great winner of a free DVD with our compliments. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West is with us, an American political commentator, former member of the United States House of Representatives, retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel, a member of the Republican Party. They represented Florida's 22nd Congressional District in the House from 2011 to 2013. Colonel, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, it's great to be with you, and I'm doing fantastic.
Well, wonderful. Well, we miss you on some regards. You know, I thought it was I was very disappointed when we were not able to hold you into office. We need good men like you, and, you know, we've been putting out the clarion call that conservatives needed reinforcements, and so it was painful to you know, witness your exit. But I know that greater things are ahead, and you're still in the fray fighting the good fight, even from where you are right now. It's just that the battle lines have been altered a little bit. That's all, right?
Well, that's it. You know, as I told my colleagues up there on Capitol Hill, and I was just up there last week in D.C. for 3 days, that, you know, I can continue to conduct the attack like a paratrooper does, jumping in behind enemy lines and causing disruption and what have you. And so I'm very honored to be the executive director, vice chairman of the board at the National Center for Policy Analysis, a 33-year-old conservative free market think tank here in Dallas.
Well, and, you know, you continue to, like us, pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And one of the reasons that we had you on, obviously, to talk about the current state of political affairs in our country, it seems that America is waking up, Colonel, to, you know, to where their country is headed right now, that Donald Trump has definitely exposed the underbelly of elitists. And, you know, it may not be the way some people would like it to happen, but the fact of the matter is that this is an era of exposure that's taken place in our republic.
No, you're absolutely right, and I think you see that happening on both sides of the political coin. You know, Bernie Sanders is doing the exact same thing with the Democrat side. There is a sense of political elitism that, in when you combine it with a complicit media elite, they are not focused on the right policies to get this country back on track, but a message that just keeps power consolidated within Washington, D.C. to a select and elect very few. And I think that the American people are rising up, and they're saying we don't want this anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, when you look at what Bernie Sanders is offering, I mean, that would be detrimental for this country. But I think overall, I think the American people are starting to say, you know, we've got to get back to the basics and the fundamentals of a constitutional republic.
Well, it's interesting that the Democrats were, you know, pointing fingers toward the Republicans and saying that they were in chaos. But if anybody is in,
yeah,
I mean, it felt the very ditch that they were digging for the Republicans, they fell into themselves. And so it's a bit ironic, if not comical, at times.
No, it is. And when you look at the face of Barbara Boxer, you know, this past weekend out in Nevada, you will see exactly that, you know, that fear and that anxiety. And so here it is that, you know, the Republicans have pretty much, you know, come up with their presumptive nominee, and the Democrats are still hashing it out. And now we're learning about that little gatekeeper system that they have on the Democrat side called superdelegates. And if you were to erase that superdelegate count, the 719 total, which was something that was in place after 1972 and George McGovern went in their nomination, you see really who has the system by which they're trying to manipulate their nomination process. And so yesterday, Bernie Sanders actually wins more delegates between Kentucky and Oregon than Hillary Clinton, but yet he's still far behind. But if you took out those superdelegates, you see a very interesting race there.
Well, what seems to be shaping up is a rather raucous Philadelphia convention. And, you know, because you're talking, how are you going to manage the millions of votes for Bernie Sanders? How do you vacate those and, you know, unite a party that is, you talk about fracturing right before your eyes?
Well, I don't know if they're going to be able to without, you know, abjectly appeasing what I tell you has become the entity that controls what we once knew as the Democrat Party. It's a far-left socialist party, and that's what they want. And Bernie Sanders has completely redefined the narrative, redefined the platform of the Democrat Party, and they're not going to go away. And if they don't accept that, then they're going to see a mass stay-at-home contingency on the Democrat side, which would not bode them well going into the election.
Well, they really have their hands full. There's a lot of questions, as you say, what Bernie has done. And, you know, we've talked about this being an era of exposure on both sides, that he definitely has exposed, you know, some aspects of the Democratic Party that has made it real obvious. I mean, for a number of years, I mean, there's been published reports of 70 card-carrying Democratic socialists. I'm not sure how they can you know, raise their hand and make a vow to protect our Constitution and yet believe in democratic socialism. How does that square up?
Well, it doesn't square up, and that's one of the philosophical discussions that we're having in our country, which is what is the role of government in a free society? And when there are people that believe in wealth redistribution, they believe in nationalizing production, they believe in the creation and expansion of a welfare nanny state, of the dependency society, when they believe in social egalitarianism, that they should be the ones that determine, you know, your buy and leave and what you can achieve and accomplish, and then also when they embrace more of a secular humanist state, which means that they're the grantors and the takers of our inalienable rights, not the creator. Then you have an ideology that is the antithesis of who we are. When you look at the Declaration, the Federalist Papers, the Constitution, that is rooted in the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, individual sovereignty, our free market system, and the strong national defense. We don't have that with what is being promulgated on the very, very far left that has taken over the Democrat Party. And they're very well funded as well.
Right. Well, Colonel, you know, one of the things we've been talking on this show is that we want to encourage people to dream again. They've lost their dreams. And America is about dreams. It's about potential. It's about opportunity. And too many have turned to the government, this government of everything, and we've lost our dreams along the way. And I think that this is the exchange that needs to take place in order to reinvigorate, is what Pete Hedges has talked about in his new book, In the Arena, you know, kind of reminding us of Teddy Roosevelt's speech. But that it's okay, you know, to dream again. It's okay to be exceptional, yeah, though we've had an administration tell us just the opposite.
No, you're absolutely right. And when you go back to 2012, you know, the statement that President Obama made in Roanoke, Virginia should have been an incredible wake-up call when he said that if you own a business, you didn't build that.
Right.
I mean, there is no more disrespectful statement that could be made. When you have a president that says that I am going to set out to bankrupt an entire energy sector industry, and that's the coal industry, I mean, that's a wake-up call. It should have been a wake-up call to say that here we have an ideology that does not believe in the individual, indomitable entrepreneurial spirit that built this great nation over these past 240 years. So, again, it comes back to, you know, a people that believe in a greater role of government, which means that you're going to have a lesser free society because they are diametrically opposed. And so I think philosophically, Bill, that's what we're getting to in this country.
Yeah, we're finding ourselves being reliant on somebody that can't produce, you know, whether it has to do with the IRS, our vets, on and on. I mean, there's not many success stories that I can talk about, you know, regarding this big government. And speaking of honoring, Colonel, I know you want to talk about this month being Military Appreciation Month. And, you know, we want to do whatever we can to support our troops and the efforts of the National Center for Policy Analysis with the Provide for the Common Defense Now petition that people can go to and sign up on. Tell them about that, if you would.
Yeah, please. If you will go to www.ncpa.org, you will see that Provide for the Common Defense petition, because right now we are, they have brought the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2017 to the House floor. And that is the authorization for our military and its roles and missions that it has to support. And I find it very, ironic that here we are in National Military Appreciation Month that was established by the Congress in 1999, but yet we are watching the decimation of our military. We're watching an army that is at pre-World War II levels, a Marine Corps that is at World War I levels, the smallest Navy since in 100 years, since 1917, the oldest and smallest fleet of the Air Force. We have an incredible increase in flight fatalities because of the spare parts that are not out there and available, the lessening of flight hours. So how do we really show appreciation to our military? When we have men and women that are coming in our military, they're being paid at or below the poverty level, having to go on food stamps, that's not how we should be showing appreciation. So please go to our website, sign up for that petition, and pay attention to what's going on, because if there's one thing the federal government is supposed to be doing, it's providing for our
common defense. Providing for our common defense, exactly. And we'll have that linked on our website as well, Colonel. Again, we thank you for your service to this country on many levels, supporting our freedoms and, you know, going to the Hill and fighting a good fight on our behalf, and what you're doing with the National Center for Policy Analysis as well. And again, we'll link the Provide for the Common Defense Now petition on our website as well. Thank you so much, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, sir.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.